Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today for the Fundamentals program. It is an honor and a pleasure to be the presiding officer here today and to kick us off with our it's a great way to kick off with the primer for oil and gas drilling. We have Mr. Frank Cusimano, who is going to be presenting our first presentation today. Frank is now retired, but spent over 35 years of his legal career, most of that with Chevron USA as senior counsel. His practice included mostly oil and gas transactions in the Permian Basin, but also in the deep water Gulf of Mexico operations. Frank is a 1985 graduate of Tulane Law School and spent a few years in Baton Rouge prior to joining Chevron's land department and then their legal department. Frank is a member of the Louisiana and the Texas State Bar Associations, and he is board certified in oil, gas, and mineral law in the Texas legal specialization since 1998. Frank served as the chairman of the Texas Oil and Gas Association's E&P Legal Committee and as a member of the Council of the Oil, Gas, and Energy Resources Law Section of the Texas State Bar. He is the author of the So You Want to Drill Your Own Oil Well and Oil and Gas Drilling Primer, which is the best way to kick off our fundamentals program this morning. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Kelly, for that introduction, and I really appreciate this opportunity to present this topic to you this morning. It is a little bit technical in nature, and as such, it might be better presented by somebody with a technical background, like a geologist or an engineer. I am neither, but what we can really say that this presentation is what this particular oil and gas lawyer has learned about this process after being in the industry for over 30 years. And it's also one of the things that I think that are, it's what I present here is usually what I think lawyers who are new to the industry ought to know about this process in order to better serve their clients. So this is what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about geology a little bit and what geologists do. We're going to talk about the drilling process, and then bringing the oil, gas, and water to the surface so that it can then be sold and the produced water can be disposed. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about just a few of the agreements that are going to be needed to put it in place in order to accomplish these things. Now, we're going to make some assumptions about this hypothetical oil and gas well that you are going to drill. First of all, we're going to be talking about an onshore well in Texas, not an offshore well. We're talking about an oil and gas well, not just a gas only well. We're talking about a vertical well as opposed to a horizontal well, although I will mention a little bit about horizontal drilling when we get to a certain point. And we're talking about privately owned minerals as opposed to government owned. And for those of you who have been in the industry for a while, this may seem basic material, but hopefully we can all have fun with it as we go through. I want to acknowledge Barry Simpson for allowing me to use many of his slides of his. Many are his, most of them are his, some are mine. And here's also another source of my material is the Kate Van Dyke's Fundamentals of Petroleum. So, you want to drill your own oil well. I guess the first question you're probably going to ask yourself, where in this wide world am I going to drill it? And the second question you probably have is, well, how deep does it need to go? Well, a geologist can tell you these things. And what I'm about to do is way oversimplify what geologists do. So if there are any geologists in the audience, I apologize for oversimplifying your profession, but it's really the only way that we can get through this in a half an hour. So what do geologists do? First of all, I think they're going to collect data about a particular area. Seismic data is one, and seismic data is you know, sending energy down into the underground, having it bounce back and reading it, taking readings from that bounce back and getting an idea or a picture of what the underground structures look like.